Good afternoon, Senator Remy, Representative Pepler, and honorable members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Bailey Bowden, and I live in the town of Penobscot. The spring dipnet fishery for sea run smelt was one of my favorite pastime for nearly 50 years until the Department of Marine Resources acted out of an abundance of caution and slashed the possession limit for smelts. The possession limit in my area was cut from 2 quarts to 1 quart, which I can catch in less than 10 minutes because there's so many fish. The spring dipnet fishery from New Hampshire to Owl's Head was closed entirely. This is a sustenance fishery that is a deep-rooted part of our Maine heritage. The smelt duck population was determined by a DMR study that used identical fike nets placed at 6 locations in Maine. The entire Penobscot Bay population was determined by a single net placed in Bucksport, Maine, where the width of the brook was 67 meters. The next widest brook was 25 meters, less than half the width. The narrowest brook in the study was 15 meters. No statistical equations were used to account for the difference in brook widths. After the department slashed the possession limit in 2014, they simply walked away and have done no research into the status of rainbow smelt. I used to submit a DMR-issued creel survey logbook that recorded various biological and habitat data until DMR staff told me not to submit anymore because no one was tracking the smelt population. I continued to collect data and give the logbook to the Down East Salmon Federation, and eventually I realized that my experts were a waste of time. The department neglected the smelt population to the point where DMR doesn't know where the smelt runs are located. Today, multiple nonprofit groups are helping DMR with a presence-absence survey to determine where the smelt runs still exist, but this does not do anything to determine how many smelts are in Maine. I believe the smelt population from Penobscot Bay to Canada could sustainably support the possession limits proposed by this bill, but I'm not familiar with the southern Maine fishery. However, this sort of broad brush management is not based on any meaningful scientific data, which is why I cannot support this bill. My hope is this effort will energize the department to conduct a full stock assessment of the Maine smelt population to see if nearly 10 years of reduced bag limits have made a difference. Thank you for the opportunity for me to comment on this issue.
Thank you.
Happy to take any questions.
Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are you familiar with a gentleman named Sherm Hutchins?
That I am. He's about 20 feet from my house.
Would you let him know we miss him?
Certainly. Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify neither for nor against this bill? Is there anything else we need from Elena for the work session? Well, all testimony being heard, let's go ahead and close the public hearing on LD 593 and move right along.